Good morning, beautiful faces. Welcome to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for tuning in. If you are new here, I provide topic discussion content where I will do my research for you so you don't have to. But I still recommend that you do your research on the topic so you can do your due diligence to get the information that serves you best. We all have room for growth to learn something new. And that's basically what my show is about. Giving information where we wouldn't think to talk about these discussions. So I'm here to do that. Today, I am going to talk about, well, first of all, if you like content like this, be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. So today I am going to talk about communicating on social media. It's becoming a wave of family, friends, loved ones, whoever, associates, putting the information that should be given to you by picking up the phone or even in a letter to let you know what is going on. And I have a problem with that. I really do. And I normally don't get sensitive about certain things or flustered about certain things in this new world order that we're living in, because I try not to associate myself with all of these new norms that's going on. But this one, it does something to me for some reason. And what I mean by communicating on social media, I'm going to make a few examples. So I had an associate who was having an issue with a health issue with herself. And her and I would talk about it. And her and I would, you know, just go into details of what she needs to do in terms of, you know, health-wise, exercise, eating right, eating properly, because she had gotten a health scare. Now, we're talking daily or every other day to get the information she needs or to just have a dialogue of what she can do. So, finally, I go on Facebook and I see that she posted her results of the health scare to everybody on Facebook. You see, so the whole time her and I on the phone and we're talking about what she needs to do, you know, leave it up to the Most High, this, that, and the other. And she goes on Facebook and she posted her results. And I didn't go on Facebook. I take that back. To see the results, I get a call to find out that that's what her results was in terms of her health. The second example is I get a call from a friend letting me know about a sibling or a family member that wasn't doing well. They was, you know, not feeling good, and they wasn't sure the outcome of what was going to take place of the family member. And I'm talking to them and I'm giving them some courage, and I'm giving them some spiritual, you know, motivation, and just telling them, you know, everything's going to be okay, and just think positive, just to make them get out of their emotions of feeling like something is not going to go right, right? Then I get a call that the family member succumbed to those issues, those health issues, on Facebook. I didn't get a call from the person. I got a call from someone else that knows me and the person. And then the other one is, I get a call from another associate that one of their parents wasn't doing well, and, you know, we were talking, It's the same scenario. Something is going on with someone. We're talking throughout the day. We're talking throughout the week. We're talking just to, you know, my shoulder is there. My ear is there. Everything is there for these people. And then I have to get the end result from someone calling me to say, is it true? Because they saw it on Facebook. It's always Facebook. Facebook has been the dumping ground of obituaries or hardship or anything that's demise, that's negative. So I don't really do Facebook because of that. I don't do Facebook because it really isn't something that is going to benefit me with what I want out of life in terms of the content that I want to post there. So if I want to post about my business, if I want to post about, you know, my career, if I want to post about those journeys, I don't get the feedback that I need. Facebook is a dumping ground for negativity, hardship, obituaries, everything like that, because people gravitate to negativity. So to me, I don't understand why people all of a sudden, and it's not all of a sudden, it's been going on for quite some time, that they are using the Facebook platform as obituaries, wedding announcements, save the dates, graduations, you know, just everything that you should be getting in the mail. Why am I sharing your good news, or why are you sharing your good news with me and people I don't know? I want my own invitation. I want my own conversation. I want my own phone call. I don't like that. That's what I don't like. And I noticed that it's been happening. And so when I get the calls from other people about the people who have been calling me for support and health, you know, mental support and emotional support, I don't get a call from them at all. I end up calling them. But this last situation that happened, where the person contacted me about their sibling or family member, to this day, I still have not heard from them to let me know that the family member has succumbed from the illness, but it's all over Facebook. It's all over Facebook because I'm still getting people calling me, asking me if I heard what happened. No, I have not heard what happened because the person hasn't called me to tell me what happened. I'm not on Facebook. And why should I know what's going on? Why do I have to go on Facebook to find out what's going on when we have been communicating daily, weekly? Why haven't they picked up the phone? I know it may be hard, but if you can't pick up the phone, then text me. I'd rather you text me than to blast it on Facebook for people to call me up to tell me something happened. I don't like that. I don't like that. You tell me, how do you feel about that? Do you feel okay for someone to share information about a loved one or something private or something personal where they have communicated with you about these issues and then haven't spoken with you afterwards to let you know the end result or what's going on? You find it on Facebook. How do you feel about that? I don't like it. I feel like I'm not as important as I was during the time leading up to the end result. The whole time, I felt like that person needed me the most, where they contacted me or I contacted them and we're talking and I'm being an ear for them and I'm being that moral support for them. So when I don't get the call to let me know, hey, Sonny, this is what's going on, or if this happened, or unfortunately this happened, I don't get that. I don't get anything. It's like, that's it. And then when it's on Facebook, if I call to say, hey, what's going on? We just spoke. Why haven't I heard from you? I don't get anything. So I don't want to come off being, you know, in my feelings when they're already in their feelings about what happened. But it's just hard not to. Because now to me, it's a little betrayal. Because I feel like, why wouldn't you let me know? Why do I have to find out from someone else, like a third, fourth, fifth party, about something that we've been communicating about your life and about something that's important to you from your, that's going on in your family? So I don't know. I just, maybe I'm in my feelings. Maybe I feel like I should be that important to that person. Or maybe I think I'm that important to that person. And that's what I mean. Like, sometimes we have different ideas of what a friendship is. Everybody has a different idea of what a friendship is. So for me, I now realize that my idea of definition of what friendship is with certain people is totally different to them. It's just probably at the moment, and they probably just need to vent, and they probably just need to talk. And then I need to understand that moving forward. So just like this last situation, I still have not heard from that person to call to let me know what happened to their sibling, their family member. I'm just going to stand off and wait until they're ready to let me know. Because meanwhile, I don't know. I'm not going by Facebook. Because they put it up there. Somebody else didn't put it up there. That person who I've been communicating with put it there. So everybody could know. And then when you talk to them, the first thing they say to you is, well, I put it on Facebook. Yeah, but I'm not on Facebook. The whole time you and I've been discussing about certain things, you wasn't putting that on Facebook. So why are you putting this on Facebook before you even let me know what's going on? I shouldn't have to hear about what happened from everybody else. I should have heard what happened from you. That's all I have to say. I just really feel like it's a slap in the face, a punch in the back, or just chopping me from up under my feet or my knees, and I just fell to the floor face down. And people don't get that. But I guess, and then I guess you have to tell people, but at that time you really don't want to say anything. Because like I say, people are in their feelings. And I'm in my feelings, and somebody may feel like me may be in their feelings as well. So you just leave it alone. You leave it alone, and then you move on to know how to handle situations like that. If it happens again with that person or with someone else, you just know to not fall so deep into being the ear, being the shoulder, being anything like that. Now, I did get, there was a situation with a classmate where her mother transitioned, but her and I wasn't communicating like that. We wasn't communicating at all for quite some time. And then when I got a call from another classmate to say he saw it on social media. And so when he called me, I reached out to her through text, because sometimes people don't want to answer the phone. So I sent her a text and I told her, you know, hey, friend, sorry for your loss. Let me know if you need anything. Send me all the detailed information. I'm here if you need me. And she responded back, thank you, friend. I needed that. You know what I mean? She's not the person that's on Facebook that posted it. Somebody in her family posted it. And then the person who saw it contacted me and asked me if I knew about it. And I told them no. Maybe she hasn't gotten around to letting me know. But before I could wait for her, I just sent her, you know, a text to let her know, I'm sorry for your loss. Let me know if you need me, you know. And then the thing about it is, her and I don't talk every day, but we, you know, we're friends from high school, and I know how to reach her by phone. So that's what I mean by social media being the new way of communicating with people. And then it's, to me, it has interfered with communicating with people one-on-one, communicating with people picking up the phone, communicating with people sending letters in the mail, communicating with people sending invites, marriage invitations, wedding invitations, graduation invitations, all of that. It's all like obsolete. Like no one does any of that anymore. So tell me what you think. If you think this me, I'm being too sensitive, I'm in my feelings, or I have every right to feel that way, you tell me. I'm going to put a poll at the end of this podcast and you can answer the poll and let me know what you think. All right, beautiful faces, that completes my show for today. I hope you all have a great day. Remember to always have hope, and that's helping other people every day and holding on to positive energy because we need it. We are now coming to almost the sixth month of the year, and we're getting ready for these new politicians to announce they're running for president of the United States. So stay tuned for my next episode. I'm going to talk about that as well. So, all right. I want you all to have a sunny day, and I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Calling me for support and health, you know, mental support and emotional support. I don't get a call from them at all. I end up calling them. But this last situation that happened where the person contacted me about their sibling or family member, to this day, I still have not heard from them to let me know that the family member has succumbed from the illness, but it's all on Facebook.